Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Well, good morning, New York. Good morning, everybody else that happens to be listening to my show, because I'm actually in New York this morning. I'm at a great baseball training facility called Hardball, New York. It's a training center on 102 Fairview Park Drive. I'm here with Chris D'Angelo. We're in Elmsford, New York. And I spent the night in Elmsford last night, and I had the best night of sleep I've had in 3 weeks. Two reasons for that. Number one, I took some drugs to put me to sleep last night because I wasn't feeling very good. I'm trying to think what I took. Mucinex. Now, you guys can pay me later for that spot. I took that. I took Mucinex nighttime, and it must have something that knocked you out because I slept till 7 o'clock. I never sleep till 7 o'clock ever. And just having a good time. Been here since Friday. Went over and hung out with, what was the name of that place you sent me to yesterday? I'm going to plug them because they were so nice to me.
The Yard House?
The Yard House. Went to the Yard House over on some big shopping area. It's big. It's like a mall, but it's outside. Up on the edge of some big rock. It's a great place because it's got all my favorite places. It's got Dick's Sporting Goods, Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm always trying to buy something for my shower that makes it so a 61-year-old guy can actually scrub his back. But we had a great time. But I got a chance to talk to Bill Sullivan, who's one of the owners of Hardball, and he's also in the athletic department over at Mercy College. And I'm going to tell you something. I had no idea that there were like 17,000 undergraduates at Mercy College. That's incredible. And Bill was saying, yeah, Bruce, there's a lot of people in Westchester County. It's like over 2 million or something. And I said, that's phenomenal. I love this area. Where, you know, being in a baseball training facility is like being in my living room. I mean, this is what I do. I coach a college wooden bat team in the summer. I help a real good friend of mine coach his high school team in the spring. And, you know, from really March till August, I live, eat, breathe baseball. And if you're a young kid and you want good instruction, you know, instruction that matters, you know, from guys that have played professional baseball, played college baseball, and have played at a very high level of high school baseball, hey, dads, moms, this is what you want. You want some mentor for your kid, a guy that'll come in here and is all about teaching them the right things, not only about the game, but how to play the game. And that's even more important. Absolutely. And speaking about that, Chris, say hi. I'm running my mouth.
I know. Yeah, you said I was here.
This is the host of the show at 12 noon that I'm actually going to sit in on. Chris, tell them everybody on the air what we talked about a long time ago when it came to. We used to do the golf show together.
Right.
This area is like one of the best kept secrets anywhere, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know the Fairview golf range is like fairly close up, so you got a nice driving range over here. So Westchester is like golf county.
You know, I stayed in a hotel less than a mile from here. I mean, you know, and I had no idea this was here. And I drove down the ridge. It's past Dunkin' Donuts. You take a left. It's on the right. That's the easiest way to tell them. Fairview Park Drive is actually a little industrial area. But there's, you know, when I first got here, there was 20 kids in the parking lot doing exercises together without a coach. I had no idea who they were, but it was fun to watch. I want to talk a little bit about this wonderful playoff system the NCAA has instituted where they don't have enough guys in the playoff already. They've only got 4 teams that qualify. Well, we know who one of the teams is. One of the teams is Oregon. You know, they're going to be in it for sure. You know, had an impressive win this past week, winning the Pac-12 conference title. That wasn't hard. They beat up an Arizona team coached by a guy I don't like, Rich Rodriguez, who left West Virginia basically in the middle of the night and went to Michigan. Then they ran him out of Ann Arbor, and he got a job at Arizona. They got beat up bad by Oregon. you know, Mariota, this year's Heisman Trophy winner. And by the way, if you're one of these people that has a, you know, $1 billion in your bank account, take about $100 million and see if you can get anybody to take that 1-8 bet that Mariota, you're going to have to put up like $8 million to win $1 million.
Jeez.
But hey, it's a good return on investment. It's more than 10%. I would say you can do that. You're listening to Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and it's kind of like I'm on vacation because, you know, I'm up here with all these guys that I think a lot of at AM 1230 WFAS. Got Noah sitting over here. Went on a call with Noah the other day. I got a chance to meet Sullivan, who really is doing what he wants to do. You know the guys I'm talking about, the guys that love the game of baseball. You know, football may very well be the new most popular game in the country, and God knows the bullies because they take away all the scholarships from all the other men's sports. And if you don't like what I'm saying and you're a football coach, go find something else to do in the next 2 hours, because I really don't care what you think. You know, I'm a wrestling coach. I'm a former Division I wrestler. When I wrestled, we had 400 Division I teams in the 70s. Now there's 66. Why? Because of Title IX. Why? Because football takes 85 full scholarships every year in NCAA. You know how many wrestling takes fully vested? 9.9. Do you know how much baseball takes? They have 35 on a roster. Baseball gets 11.7. Football gets 85. Half of their people never see the field. They waste the money. They waste the money when coaches leave. They're going to have to pay Brady Hoke at Michigan some in like $53 million over the next 5 years.
That's insane.
Brady Hoke is a buffoon, in my opinion. I mean, he's probably a decent, you know, coach, but he's not a head coach, certainly. I mean, if you can't win with all that money and all of that history and all that recruiting power, what good are you?
Yeah.
Maybe nobody wants to work for you.
I mean, it's amazing. You get paid more to be a college football head coach than you do to be an NFL head coach at this point.
Which is pretty ridiculous. And but Chip Kelly has proven everybody. Chip Kelly is the new quarterback whisperer in the NFL. I mean, he's taken Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez had, when he was with the Jets, his lifetime percentage completion record was like 56%, 55.7, I think. Now it's 64.
Yeah, at least he's got someone to throw to now, though.
Well, he does, but that isn't it. It's also, there's a big difference between Brian Schottenheimer and Chip Kelly.
For sure.
Brian Schottenheimer bounces around the league, and nobody can figure out what he's trying to do anyway. Chip Kelly has a system that's actually being copied in Miami, and if you watch the Miami Dolphins this year, it's a really good piece in the New York Post this morning. I can't remember. It wasn't Serby. Serby talks about the Giants, but it was another writer with them, had a great piece on Kelly about how Bill Razor with the Miami Dolphins was with Philadelphia last year, went down there as their offensive coordinator, and they're starting to do a lot of the same stuff. And that's why Tannehill looks so good. You know, this kid, I'm good here, right?
Yeah.
This good, it feels good having these. It's like massaging my neck. I've got new headphones because I didn't try to bring my headphones.
They actually vibrate. They vibrate.
Oh, do they really? That's too bad. You listen, I'm here with Chris D'Angelo what's the name of your show?
Scorecard.
You know, I'm getting old. I'll have to
ask you that at least once more. I forget while I'm on the air. So.
I used to like it when you guys called me when I leave my show, and I'd be on the Beltway doing 70, 80 miles an hour with all those idiot Maryland drivers trying to get back to my house so I could see the kickoff at 1 o'clock and have three TVs going at once. I'll have, you know, I have Red Zone on one of them, and I'll have both network shows on the other one. And, I mean, there's no better way to watch. Problem is, I get up at 5:30, get ready for my show every Sunday. And by the time the halftime hits and I've already eaten a sandwich, I'm asleep for about, I usually take about an hour nap. Then I wake up and I go, oh my God, this game is like in the third quarter.
It's like, Bruce, you pick the first half of every single game, and then the next week you're just like, what happened? I have no idea what happened in the second half.
Exactly. It's there's a lot going on. Listen, if you do not follow Twitter, you got to follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Hall Sports. You know, I was going back and forth yesterday with the guys from NFL Matchup, Ron Jaworski Haji, Miro Hodge. Those guys, I love those guys, and I think those guys love me too. I don't know how they figured out who I was. Maybe it was just some of the nice things I said about them. But we were going back and forth yesterday and just talking football. And, like, you know, it was like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. I mean, it was a prime time. And they have a great show on every Sunday morning at 6:30 that's on ESPN. I hate ESPN, but I love their show. Also, a lot of stuff going on. But let's talk about the fix. Sure. And by the way, this is my opinion. This is nothing besides Bruce Hall, a guy that actually understands a little bit about gambling on sports from a standpoint of what happens in Vegas, what happens around the country, how lines move, why they move. Well, there was a game yesterday, right? Ohio State, Wisconsin, in Indianapolis. Right. Neutral site, yeah, indoors. Yeah. Wisconsin has the number one tailback in the country. Guys rushed for 2,000 yards this year, easily. Yeah, I think he's like at 2,200 or something.
Best running back in the country.
He's unbelievable. And they have a good defense. They play the run tough. They do a lot of things right. If you know anything about what's going on, there's already a Pac-12 team in the playoff. That's Oregon. It looks like undefeated Florida State barely held on to beat my Georgia Tech rambling wreck. I want to say it was like 37-35. It was a 2-point 30. Both teams had 30. Georgia Tech wore down the Florida State defense with their triple option. Because if you're not used to the triple option, all you right. do is chase people the whole game. And they didn't throw a pass till the third quarter. They were doing this, going, okay, we're running the ball again. You guys ready? Yeah, first down. But as soon as Georgia Tech had to punt the ball, see, their defense couldn't stop Florida State. Right. Florida State's got an average size. Their offensive line average is like 325. The defensive line for Georgia Tech, you know, Georgia Tech is one of the top schools in the country academically. It's kind of hard to get, even when you're getting even when football coach, football coach gets a kid in to school, you know, that maybe wouldn't normally have gotten in if it wasn't for sports, he's still got to be a pretty smart kid. Or they won't even take the time to get him in there because he'll be gone after a semester or a year. You know, the greatest thing about all of that is that those football coaches, I mean, you know, they're not necessarily 320-pound guys. Right. They're like 260, 270. They were great high school players, but didn't have the size to be recruited by a top Division I program. Well, guess what? Georgia Tech's like, they were number 11, I think, going into yesterday's game. But that's because of the coach. And the coach is a triple option guy and did a great job. So anyway, Florida State, I think, is in. I think they're going to be in there at number 4 or 3. Okay.
Three, yeah.
Who's
next? It seems like the big discussion is it going to be Ohio State, TCU, or Baylor?
Well, I watched the TCU game yesterday, and in the first half, they didn't look very good. Okay, they didn't look very good. We're going to talk more about this when we get back. We're going to be taking a break here in a second.
Take us out. Break here at Hardball, 102 Fairview Park Drive, and we'll be here until 2 o'clock.
Yep, we'll be back. Or Bruce Hall's second opinion. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Chris and I will be back in a minute with more sports.
Where can you find the scorecard?
I don't know where.
Sunday afternoons from 12 to 2 on AM 1230 WFAS.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
class. The most spectacular home design showroom in the world presents Searching the World for the Finest Home Design Products on Earth.
Our class bath team is thousands of feet above the Tiger's Nest Monastery.
One of the most sacred places in the world.
An old wood slat bridge brings us to a thin cliffside trail.
Our class bath team takes each step cautiously as our Bhutan guide walks it without fear.
Leading us to a secret sanctuary.
An inch the wrong way and we plummet.
Worry and anxiety riddle our team.
On the precipice, a small structure.
Our guide opens the door.
Inside an elegant, tranquil room.
Our jaws drop, our souls relax.
Water cascades down a stone wall, calming colors and light fill the room.
We feel a relief like we never felt before.
Our class bath team knew what we had to do. We searched the world for bath products to create this stress-free sanctuary.
And added them to class' extensive selection.
The largest selection in the Northeast.
Come discover all the finest bath products in the world, all in one place, at class in South Norwalk, Danbury, and Scarsdale.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
AM 1230 WFAS.
On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, I can actually hear here.
Yes.
I like this better.
Do you like the around the neck?
Yeah, I like around the neck. I look like a football coach. And for those of you that don't know where that's from, isn't that from...
What's that?
What was the name of that? The water boy?
Oh, yeah.
I want to play football.
Arguably the best movie of all.
It's one of the best movies of all. Yeah. What was the other one where you had a hockey stick?
Oh, Happy Gilmore?
That was pretty cool.
It's really, it comes down to, like, what's the best Adam Sandler movie ever?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't made a good one in a long time. But yeah, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Waterboy. And
yeah.
Then Big Daddy. I mean, you know, that's a discussion for a whole other day, Bruce.
I got to tell you, you know, we should have a show. You know, I say this all the time. I wish I was up here because I think I'd have another show or two. I would love to be on in this area because people just love to hear stories up here. They really do. So let's get back to the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I think you're onto something.
Well, there's no doubt about
it. At least on mainstream, you know, sports media, I haven't heard anyone saying this, but it makes a lot of sense. I mean, they're a 4.5-point favorite, right, coming into the game, and
right.
Then Ohio State just blows them away.
59-0. Yeah.
Best running back in the country, and they just not only, I mean, 59-0 in a 4.5. I mean, I know college football varies, but that's
I would say this, Chris. I would say that if you looked at every differential of every college football game this year, and we've had what 12 weeks, 13 weeks, something like that. If you look, or maybe 14 weeks, if you look at the differential between the Vegas line and the actual score, I would say the one yesterday, which was 63 points, was the largest all year.
Right.
Differential.
Yeah.
Maybe there wasn't anybody even in the 30s, 40s, 50s, or 50s. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
But Fly. What's wrong with this picture? Here's what's wrong with this picture. They're both Big Ten schools. The Big Ten is getting shut out of the national playoff. What is more important politically for the Big Ten than to be in the playoff?
Right.
Nothing.
Well, here's the thing, though. Now, if this is actually true, then
we could take calls on this.
Yeah, no, we could. I don't know. I don't know if I want to give myself a number over the air. This is one of those special days. We're at a live remote, so we have a certain setup, so we can't.
Oh, that's right.
Calls.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
But
you actually get calls.
Yeah. You know, my mom calls.
You know what's funny? I do this show out of a studio in Maryland. I live in Northern Virginia, and it's wild. This is all wild stuff. We're sitting at Hardball New York Training Center, 102 Fairview Park Drive, Elmsford, New York. And I was a resident of Elmsford, New York last night. I was at the Days Inn, and they took good care of me there. They actually have great beds at the Days Inn here. And it's right at the intersection of, like, three major roads right there. I mean, I get on 270. I can get on some other sawmill,
whatever. Hardball is like right off of, you were explaining it well before. It's like right off of 9X. It's near the Fairview golf.
Right.
Where I always used to go there when I was a kid. I haven't gone there in a while because I'm awful at golf. We've been over this a few times, but it's right near the Fairview golf range, off of 9X, you know.
It is absolutely without a doubt. You know, Velocity Sports Performance is also here. Brian Fee, the president and CEO of Velocity Sports Performance. It's a beautiful facility. You can it, probably in the background you can hear bats. Those are wooden bats, by the way. And by the way, just so everybody knows where I come from, nobody should use metal. They should do away with metal bats. They're BB cores anyway. They don't go anywhere. Use wood.
Yeah,
use wood. The game is made for a wooden bat. Hello, I don't care how much money anybody's making. Make the money in wooden bats.
What is the argument now against
wooden bats? Oh, it's about, well, they always say, yeah, well, it's politics. They say it's the money, it's too expensive to buy too many wooden bats, you'll break them. Guess what? If you're a good hitter, you don't break a wooden bat. You hit it, you square it up. You learn how to square the ball up. You don't even swing at a ball, even with two strikes you might. And that, generally speaking, if a guy is breaking bats with less than two strikes, he's not hitting. With two strikes, you got to pretty much sometimes swing at anything that's close. And a lot of times you'll hit a ball off the end of the bat. Now, listen, if you're hitting an outside pitch, a ball on the outer part of the plate, you got to keep your hands inside the ball, stay above the ball to drive further back in the zone, closer to the plate than you would on a ball that's in on you. You have to hit that ball. You have to pull that ball, so you have to turn it. Even if you keep your hands inside the inside pitch, it's going to go up the middle or it's going to go into left field most of the time. The pitch half, you know, over the middle of the plate away, it's got to go the other way. It's the only way you're going to square it up. When you try to pull that outside pitch, that's when you get in trouble, Chris. You break the bat. You hit it on the end of the bat. Now, with a metal bat, you might muscle it over the shortstop. Right. It sounds like crap, but it's a base hit. In the box score, it looks like a line drive. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm talking baseball.
Well, my playing career ended when I started to use wooden bats in a college league because I tried out for the Pace baseball team, which is Division II. And Division II uses wood bats. But Division I uses metal, as I'm sure you know. And I didn't make the Pace team, so I played in another league that was metal bat for a year. It did very well, and then finally transitioned to wood, and it was over. Completely over.
Hey, you dress up nice, Bill. You sure do look a lot nicer than I did. We got Bill Sullivan here, one of the owners of Hardball. Bill, I was lucky enough to meet Bill the other day. Bill is also in the athletic department at Mercy College, and I talked to Bill for several minutes and probably longer than Bill wanted to talk to me for, like everybody says. But he's a baseball guy, and this was his vision and his dream, and along with a lot of other people. And I've met a couple of the kids that I call them kids. They're men, young men. When you're 61, you call everybody a kid. Bill's a kid for me. I've coached kids that are 60, so, you know, we get into that. Bill, thanks for letting us come here and do this remote.
Great to have you, Bruce. Thank you.
How long, I mean, obviously, you've been coaching baseball for a long time. You played baseball at a very high level. You went to LaSalle, which is really a Division I program and a great school to go to for sports. Absolutely. It doesn't matter what sport it is. Tell me how long ago you were thinking about opening up a place like this.
God, I think the Hardball project started in 2004. A very good friend of mine, coach at University of Miami, Laser Carrazzo. And he had called me saying, listen, I want you to come down to Miami. I want you to take me to my academy. You know, let me know if you think this could work for New York. And, you know, knowing at the time that, you know, there were other, you know, baseball facilities open, you know, I was kind of looking, well, what made Hartford in Miami, you know, or the academy in Miami, you know, different, say, their concept? Why would it be different than, you know, some of the other folks that have tried it? So I took a trip. Went down, was very satisfied with what I saw, and I said, well, there's definitely a market for it. There's definitely a need for it. And 2004, 2005, I started putting together, you know, the concepts of Hardball and what it would entail, and obviously writing the business plan and creating the vision. And it took 3 years, from 2004 to 2008, to get everything together, to a point where we're able to open our doors in November 2008. You know, here we stay today.
Well, Well, this is one of the nicest facilities I've ever been in. I don't like facilities that are a lot bigger than this because you lose something in the translation. It's a little harder to get to guys. And with the larger, it's also hard, as you know, being an employer and coach, it's hard to find really good baseball guys that you would want to work for you. These guys are phenomenal. I mean, I've already talked to two of them at great length. I always get in pretty early, and as soon as they opened the doors, I was in here. But I got to tell you, I was very impressed with them. I see what's going on. I see the one-on-one instruction. You handle everybody. You handle pitchers. You handle outfielders. You handle middle infielders. You handle catchers. You know, what's so important, if you love the game of baseball, and I'm speaking as a parent now, not as a coach. Luckily, I'm both. And I only had one son. My daughter plays softball at Gettysburg College, and she had like 467 last year. I mean, she can play. But the thing of it is that you're looking for somebody that's going to become a mentor for your kid. You're not looking for somebody maybe just knows a little bit about hitting, or maybe because it's more important than learning the fundamentals, the mechanics playing baseball. It's learning how to play the game. Right. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I think separates us from others is that yes, we do have, I feel, some of the best, if not the best, instructors. You know, this area has to offer guys that have played the game at a high level. But I think more importantly for me, I think what separates success and or failure at any level. It's not so much, how you play the game, but how you approach the game. And I think what these guys have brought to hardball, is that, kind of professional / Division I, type of approach to the game that can really translate on any level, And, with that being said, we've been fortunate, and I think, there are, the facility, I like to say here, it's large enough to get done what we have to get done, which is work with each and every individual. As I had said to you the other day, we had a great conversation. I always want there to be a next year for each and every player that walks through this door. And these guys are the lifeblood of what we do here. And they have been tremendous. I see myself very fortunate and very blessed, to have, the John Mullers, the Nick Serinos, the Vinny Malzons, of the world here working for me and getting messages across to the kids.
Hey, listen, can you stay for another segment? Because I just want to talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, listen, there's nothing better when it's cold and rainy outside than talking baseball. That's what we look forward to in the spring. We'll be back in a minute with more Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Wolf. This week's Con Edison Wish as the Scholastic Sports Award winner is Tim DeGraw of Rye High School, a two-time all-section football player, team captain, and Section 1 Class A champions. His coach is legendary Dino Gar. Tim DeGraw is also an all-state baseball player and has a 94 average. Join us Friday at 3 p.m. or Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1230 WFAS.
AM 1230 WFAS is currently hiring enthusiastic salespeople. My name is Tracy, and I've been in sales for well over a decade, and I have never been happier in a sales position than I have been here at WFAS. WFAS offers a unique chance to realize your full potential as a sales professional, and nothing is more fulfilling than working with local businesses and helping their businesses grow with the power of radio. WFAS hires passionate salespeople, and if this sounds like you, email your resume to marty.sheehan@cumulus.com, and maybe you can be the next member of the WFAS sales team.
WFAS 1230. Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to brucehallsports.com or by going to facebook.com/brucehallsports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back, Second Opinion. I'm sitting down with Bill Sullivan and also Chris D'Angelo. Yeah, I told Chris. I said, Chris, put your card down here, even though I know you, like, personally. I always forget. Bill Sullivan is an easy name to remember. I think I played ball with about a dozen Sullivans in my time. The Irish love baseball. Always have.
Yes.
I mean, it's the early teams that were in New Jersey were made up predominantly of Irish guys and Italian guys that loved to play the game of baseball. And the balls didn't look anything like they did. I've got some of them at the house. We're talking to Bill Sullivan. He is one of the owners of Hardball New York Training Center, 102 Fairview Park Drive in Elmsford, New York. And I'm sitting. I mean, this is like doing it out of my home. I mean, I'm sitting here watching kids swing and make solid contact, squaring balls up outside. There's pitchers working out here. You know, what are your hours generally?
Monday through Friday, we open for operation 3 to 9. We're in the office as early as probably about 11 a.m. On the weekends, we're pretty much 9 to 9 whenever we get done.
That's a good time because, generally speaking, you know, most kids eat at a pretty early. It's in the wintertime, especially when you're very busy, it's dark at 4:30. So, you know, even if these kids are playing basketball or doing something else, or, you know, if they're playing CYO ball like you're very familiar with, which was what a lot of baseball players do, sure, because they really would rather practice their baseball for the team in the winter, and then probably maybe not be quite good enough to make the basketball team anyway. They like to play CYO ball, but then they'll get a game and then maybe they can get over here for an hour and hit.
Well, you know, we're fortunate. I think our hours are flexible enough. And, you know, we're also very understanding with certain programs that, you know, kids are athletes. We want kids to be an athlete.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. You know, back in the day, and I'm saying 70s, 80s, a lot of three-sport athletes, yeah, tons of them. Not so much now. A lot of two is probably a pretty manageable number. You have a lot of guys that'll play a spring sport and a fall sport. A lot of football players play baseball. Not many, but several. A lot of wrestle. I was one of the few guys. I mean, I wrestled and played baseball in college. That's a combination you don't see very often. What I was basically was a good baseball player. I almost said I was a great baseball player. I was a great baseball player 2 years when I was 12 and when I was 18. That was it. If I was a great baseball player every year, I'd still be in the game at the professional level. But I'm just telling you, there's nothing better than having an indoor place like this where you've got great instruction and where you've got just, you know, hours where you can figure it out. Now, let me ask you this. I'm a dad, and I think I'm a pretty good baseball coach. Can I rent one of your aisles here?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You know, renting is one of the things that we do, you know, quite often in the winter. It's a little less in the spring as a result of teams being out playing,
sure,
but the vast majority of business that we do, especially on the weekends, you know, is a rental-based type of situation.
Now, what would that cost, Bill? Like, if I wanted 1 hour, and you know, you can get a lot of hitting in an hour.
Sure.
If I wanted 1 hour and had one of your tunnels here, and I don't have my own balls, you would provide me with balls.
Correct.
And even if I needed a bat, you could probably provide me with a metal bat, too.
Correct.
How much would that cost?
We're $55 an hour. You know, four tunnel. We can take it, and then we can take that all the way up to a full team practice, which would range anywhere from, you know, $90 for the hour up to $125 per hour, depending upon how many kids and what you're looking to do.
Yeah, like, and for all those dads out there that are little league coaches and stuff, and you got kids that are 8, 9, 10, you know, they're going through A ball, double A, triple A in little league, and you're, you know, you played high school baseball and you feel like you could work with your kids. Go find another dad or another couple of dads and rent one of these for an hour or two, right? And then all of a sudden you're splitting the cost with everybody else. People don't realize how easy it is to do.
And you know, Bruce, that's actually one of the visions that we had for Hardball is to kind of increase that, you know, that parent-child bond, you know, using baseball as kind of the vehicle, you know, to do so. And within all our individual lessons package, we have something called hit-down time. Hit-down time is you come in with your mom, dad, you know, your guardian, whatever the case might be, and you can utilize the space by appointment for upwards of an hour, if not longer. We do have the time and space available. And the vast majority of our members are now really beginning to take advantage of that, which to me, you know, it's crucial time, you know, from a baseball and softball standpoint, but I think it's even better time spent as a family.
Now, I'm glad you said that because my daughter would have killed me if I had a job, because I've been talking baseball. just as important for the girls playing softball. And a lot of girls, a lot of good girls, really good girl athletes, play baseball maybe sometimes up through the time they're 12 years old. Do they do that up here too? Because they do where we live.
They do. They do. So, you know, softball, you know, it's a very different culture.
Absolutely.
And it's something that we're continuing to be educated on. Sure. And obviously a side of our house and side of our business that we're, you know, continuously looking to expand. And, you know, and we've made inroads, you know, but realizing that baseball and softball are in fact very different. And with that, you know, we're getting there. We're not where we want to be. But we feel there's a lot of room to improve and still a lot of things to learn.
You know what's funny is my daughter Emily she could have played little league ball. She could have probably played baseball. She throws a baseball like a guy. She probably throws it 80-ish, you know, right around upper 70s or right around 80. I've seen her play catch with a baseball. I've played catch with a baseball. The thing I like about girls is some of them don't want to play baseball. My daughter was one of them. I could not get her to try out for Little League, even though she would have made the majors when she was 9. She wanted to play softball because she wanted to be with the girls. And you know what? That's great because those girls have more fun. You know, guys have fun in the dugout, but you know, you and I both know, boys and girls are different. These girls have chants, they sing songs, they go crazy. Guys, you can't even get two words out of some kids in an hour.
Right.
Right?
Right, absolutely.
That's just the way it is.
It is. It is. It's definitely, I think, with the, you know, with the girls and with the softball, there is that added social dynamic, which I think is very, you know, very unique, you know, in a very positive way. And again, something that we learn to be, you know, very different, you know, when we get open hard because we figure out, hey, listen, we're offering baseball and softball instruction, but, you know, the girls and the women seem to like it more along the lines of the group type of programming, okay, which brings a separate set of challenges for us, time and space, but something that we're definitely looking to expand and continue to look at as we get further and further into our journey.
Well, we're talking to Bill Sullivan, if you haven't figured it out already, you haven't been following us, with Hardball New York. It's a training center, a baseball training center, and softball training center in Elmsford, New York. Their address is 102 Fairview Park Drive. Very easy to find, very easy to come to, great hours. Bill, you know, you have two kids of your own. I want to say, let me see if I can remember this. Are they like 11 and 13 or 9 and 13?
13 and 10. Close.
You know, close. My brain isn't working as good as it used to. Hey, you know what this is about. Because, you know, this is the kind of thing that, you know, when it's time for your boys to go out and hit. And do they work out together sometimes?
No, actually, my sons, they do. I mean, but for the most part, they'll train, you know, separately. But we do occasionally, you know, we'll come in here as a family, you know, spend a few hours, you know, get some reps. But, you know, my sons are they're very different people.
Yeah, I hear you.
Very different people. My older son, Billy, is very outgoing.
Yeah.
You know, my son, John, okay, is a little quieter.
Yeah.
You know, than Billy. And God used to send him to every camp and clinic here.
Sure.
And for years.
Yeah.
And, for us, it's been a great journey. You know, for my sons, they, you know, they're close enough in age where they should be able to train together. But again, I want to spend individual time, you know, with my older son and the individual time with my younger son.
Now, let me ask you this. Hardball Training Center, 102 Fairview Park Drive in Elmsford, New York. How many high schools are we within, say, 5 miles
of? Oh, Westchester County is so big, so dense. But I would say within 5 miles.
Yeah, like 5, 10 miles.
We have at least a dozen, if not more.
But that is an absolute, you know, I mean, a lot of the high schools have decent facilities, but indoors they really don't because, you know, you're limited to a gymnasium.
Right.
And I don't have to tell you, you work in an athletic department at a university. I heard you on the phone yesterday trying to get something ready for somebody. And, you know, it's like pulling teeth, finding an hour here and there just so you can work out.
Right.
Is that true?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, what having a facility like Hardball brings to a high school and or even a college, you know, is the ability to train in ordinary hours versus, you know, the late hours that, you know, college and high school programs have to keep in the winter because, you know, they're competing with the primary sports of, you know, primarily basketball, wrestling, you know, and the other types of programs that utilize gymnasium space, you know, in the winter. And, you know, we're very fortunate that we do have some of the local high schools come in and train with us, as well as a couple of colleges that do come in and train with us. And,
I didn't think about that. I didn't even think about the colleges because I'm looking here
It's more conducive for colleges to work out because of the flexibility that they have with class schedules, and you're not kind of honed into those, you know, 3 to 6 type of hours that high schools tend to be. You know, colleges come in as early as 6:30 a.m. and they'll leave as late as midnight. You know,
so a tunnel's $55.
Correct.
If I brought 4 kids in here and I had a bucket of balls, 2 buckets of balls, because I don't like to pick them up that often. You know, you can get a lot of swings at good
time.
With even 3 or 4 kids, you're going to get 100 swings minimum with that many kids.
And you know, and that's the key. I always say, you know, instruction is invaluable, okay? But it's through repetition that kids learn. You know, baseball being a game of muscle memory, as we all know. You know, just the ability to come in and take a concentrated number of swings in an hour. Okay, that's where progress is going to be made. Again, that's some of the things that we try to emphasize here. Like, I don't want our instructors, okay, lecturing kids. Okay, I want them working with kids. So finding the balance between instruction and repetition is something that we're always looking to master, but knowing that each individual kid, okay, brings a unique set of circumstances and challenges relative to having them master their, you know, their approach at the plate or whatever component of the game.
Now, we also have Velocity Sports Performance here. That's Jim Fee. He runs that. He's the president and CEO of that. Can you give us the names of 2 or 3 of your top guys here that some people might know, like Vinny?
Vinny Malzahn, he's our general manager. I just met Vinny when he was a player at St. Thomas Aquinas College. John Muller. John has been with me since 2011. Mm-hmm. John is director of player development and our lead instructor. John, again, was a fantastic player at St. Thomas Aquinas and went on and played in the Cubs organization. Nick Serino, Nick joined us, I believe it was the winter of 2012, more as a part-time guy. Nick was still playing at the time and came in and did some work with us in the winter. You know, Nick has also great credentials, came out of UMass Amherst as a left-handed pitcher, went into the Washington Nationals organization, did fantastic there. And you know what, these guys, but there's no ego with them.
No.
You know, there's no ego. They're about the kid and they're about the kid performing, you know, better. You know, my thing is making sure he leaves here better than he came in.
Absolutely. Well, Bill, I got to tell you, I'm not even a little impressed. I'm extremely impressed with this facility. This is a very professionally and well done here, and I look forward to having a relationship with you in the future. And it's just going to get better. There's no question. I've been talking to Bill Sullivan with Hardball New York Training Center, 102 Fairview Park Drive in Elmsford, New York. I'm having a hard time saying Elmsford this morning. Bill, thanks so much. You don't mind if I come by Mercy and say hi every once in a while when I'm in town?
Always welcome.
You may even come over here and swing a bat a few times.
We could also put you to work as well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. Bill Sullivan, Hardball Training Center, baseball and softball, great training center right here in Elmsford, New York. 102 Fairview Park Drive. Thank you very much, Bill, for being on the show. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall, and by the way, I'm a realtor. And if you don't think I'm a realtor, I've been a realtor since 1986.
Wow.
Still sell real estate. We'll be back in a minute with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
All right, Bruce.
AM 1230 WFAS.
Hi, this is Lisa Wexler. Come December, I'm giving you a chance to see the award-winning Broadway play Love Letters, currently featuring the great Alan Alda. I'll be giving away a pair of tickets on my show every day starting December 1st. Tune in to the Lisa Wexler Show every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m. to find out when you can win. To learn more about Love Letters, visit loveletters.broadway.com today. And don't miss a chance to win those tickets every day on The Lisa Wexler Show.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
This is Lisa Wexler. Come December, I'm giving you a chance to see the award-winning Broadway play Love Letters, currently featuring the great Alan Alda. I'll be giving away a pair of tickets on my show every day starting December 1st. Tune in to the Lisa Wexler Show every weekday from 4 to 6 p.m. to find out when you can win. To learn more about Love Letters, visit loveletters.broadway.com today. And don't miss a chance to win those tickets every day on The Lisa Wexler Show. WFAS 1230.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to brucehallsports.com or by going to facebook.com/brucehallsports. Now, here's your host, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So we're back with Second Opinion. I've got my favorite NFL guy, one of my favorite NFL guys. You know, between you and Clark Judge, I don't need anybody else. Not really. You know, hopefully none of my other guys are listening. But let me tell you something. I got Russell Baxter, profootballguru.com. Russ, tell me what's going to happen in the AFC today, because I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, today is the toughest weekend to pick a winner against the point spread. Am I right?
There are some. Listen, it is tricky. And I'll just, first of all, let's throw this out. If Houston wins today, okay, why are we talking about the Houston Texans?
Exactly.
If Houston wins today, they'll be 7-6. That means regardless of what anybody else does in the AFC, regardless, we will have 12 winning teams in the AFC going into the final 3 weeks of the season. The other teams in the conference have all lost 10 or more games. So now, that doesn't mean the AFC is a better conference than the NFC.
Right.
We could have a slew of 9-7s and 10-6s. But what's intriguing this week is, all right, you have the divisional matchup between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Right.
But you have four other head-to-head within the conference of AFC teams that are going to be huge in terms of the playoffs. Baltimore at Miami. Buffalo at Denver. Wouldn't rule out an upset there, by the way. San Diego hosts New England and Indianapolis at Cleveland. So the AFC pick day is going to be fascinating. Again, and then, of course, Monday night is the NFC with Atlanta and Green Bay. But 3 weeks from now, we're trying to figure out tiebreakers in these head-to-heads. Oh, the Ravens beat the Dolphins. Oh, you know, so stuff like that. You know, when we get to these, you know, crazy tiebreakers, you know, and some of these are not going to be just head-to-head. That's the thing. Some of these, you know, two-way tiebreakers in the NFL, Bruce, are different than three- and four-way tiebreakers. We could have some three- and four-way tiebreakers.
You know, I see that happening, Russ. I see it happening right now. The game that's really got me just running my head into a wall running full speed this morning is Seattle and the Philadelphia Eagles. I you know, I love Russell Wilson, but I love what Chip Kelly has done in Philadelphia with Mark Sanchez. Great articles that are being written everywhere, but especially in New York in the Daily News. There were three pages on Mark Sanchez and Kelly. How do you see that game? I mean, do you feel a certain way either way? You think Seattle can do it again on the road?
Yeah, I think they can, and I'm thinking they win by a field goal, but this is the scenario I'm looking at. First off, I think there's a mismatch in this game, and it's Philadelphia's offensive line against Seattle's defensive line. Now, since Bobby Wagner and since Cam Chancellor got back, Bruce, they've been better at run defense, but the Philadelphia offensive line is probably one of the top three in the league.
Right.
The Seattle defensive line is thin. They have some pass rushers, but they're not great against the run. Again, they need help from Wagner and Chancellor. But the thing that still bothers me about Philadelphia, and I think they go to the Super Bowl, so if they lose this game, obviously it's not nothing to be ashamed of. But the turnovers, 28 turnovers this year in 12 games.
I know.
28. They had nine, okay? So as much as the Eagles have scored on turnovers and returned, 10 of them, as a matter of fact, they give up the ball a lot. And that's bad news. Now, Seattle is not nearly as proficient as they were in takeaways last year, okay? This year they have 18. Last year they had 39 and led the league, okay? But I can see, and it's not just Sanchez. It's McCoy who fumbled on Thanksgiving Day game, although it didn't seem to matter much. So it's not just the quarterback position. I mean, Foles turned over the ball a lot. Sanchez has had his ups and downs with the turnovers. So hanging on to the football, and I think sometimes that's because of the pace the Eagles play at.
Absolutely.
You know, so I'm leaning Seattle. I could see Seattle scoring non-offensive touchdown. But here's my one concern about Seattle.
Yeah.
I know they haven't given up a touchdown the last 2 weeks. In fact, they've won by identical scores, 19-3, 19-3. But Bruce, they only scored 2 touchdowns the last 2 games.
Oh, I know. And, you know, what I see happening with Seattle, honestly, it's just good old hit-em-in-the-mouth football. What they're doing and what they did to San Francisco is incredible. Now, the way they beat up San Francisco, you know, to me, surprised me a little bit. But then when I look at these guys who are coming back from injury with Seattle, you know, they're getting thicker and thicker every week. I got one more another game I want to talk to you about, Russ, is a game. New England Patriots are going to San Diego to play Philip Rivers, who's probably 70-80%, but, you know, he'll be 110% later today. Who's going to win that game? You know, New England hasn't lost 2 games in a row in a long time, right?
Yeah, I mean, and they rarely do over the last decade and a half and so on. But the thing to keep in mind here is New England was pretty impressive in losing last week. I know they gave up a lot of yards, but they only gave up 2 touchdowns to the Packers at Lambeau Field. That's pretty damn good.
Right.
You know, they made some mistakes late in the game. Brady got sacked. They missed a field goal. Couldn't really stop the Packers on 3rd down. You know, San Diego's built a little differently, but New England is so balanced offensively, and they're really back to playing physical football. I don't know if San Diego has all the answers. I think this will be a high-scoring game, but I think I lean New England. Now, but here's what I will say.
You sound like me, Russ. You sound exactly like me. That's where I'm at today.
Well, here's how I'm almost chuckling. If by chance New England loses the game and loses their 2nd in a row,
yeah.
Here we come with the obits again.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Done, they lost it. Late season swoon. You can hear it all.
Yep, you can. Hear it all. And you're up there, Russ.
The end of Western civilization, dogs and cats living together.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like, I liked what Aaron Rodgers did, like, 3rd week of the season. Didn't both of these teams start out 0-2 this year? They did. Green Bay, and I mean, I'm not talking about San Diego, but Green Bay and the Packers. And then you remember Rodgers said, hey, relax, everything's cool. Well, he was right, because most people have the Packers right now ranked number 1.
Yeah, the Green Bay started out 1-2.
Oh, okay.
They lost to Seattle, came back and won, and then lost to Detroit. But again, they only lost some games then. The funny thing about the Packers is they lose big. They lose by double digits. They lost 2 games, 2 of the 3 losses by at least 20 to Seattle and New Orleans. So, but their defense is playing better. They look more opportunistic again on defense, which is a very big part of what they do. I mean, last year they only had the 22 takeaways. They have 23 already this season. They only had 11 interceptions last year as a team. They already have 15. And they're playing at home, and you know, they then go on a 2-game road trip after this. So we'll see what happens. But they end the season at home against Detroit. The Lions haven't won at Lambeau since 1991. I think the Packers' bigger concern is number 1 seed rather than even winning the division. So we'll see.
Hey, you want to take a chance? You know, we have a lot of New York Giant fans here in Westchester County. Can they just not watch the game today and figure that it's just another loss? Or will the Giants actually beat Tennessee or whoever they're playing? They're playing somebody they should win against, but I want to say they're a 1-point favorite. What is up with the Giants?
Well, let's keep something on. I don't know if they should win this game. The Titans are 2-10. They're 3-9. Sounds pretty even to me.
Yeah.
You know, they're not a good team this year. I think offensively they've made strides, but they're missing people. I think defensively they've kind of taken a step backwards. I think there are going to be some changes on the team. I don't know. You know, they either gut the whole thing or I think they make at least one coordinator change, and Terry Fuel could be the guy. I would think you bring in Bob McAdoo. That was Ben McAdoo. And 1 year, you don't gut it after 1 year. You have to give him more than that. But maybe Terry Fuel could maybe a lot of trouble. Not a lot of trouble, little trouble, given the performance of their defense, especially against the run.
No, I hear you. We're talking to Russ Baxter. Russ, tell, we got about a minute left in this segment. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. Can you stay on for another segment? Or
because I mean, actually, I cannot because I've got other
applications. Oh, I know you do. Russ, you are like James Brown. You're the busiest man in show business. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Russ.
Oh, I thought James Brown hosted Steve that was on CBS.
I'm talking about the James Brown. You know that. I'm talking about the James Brown from Augusta, Georgia.
I got you.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
I want to give out facts before on Twitter. I'll just give you a hey.
There you go. Okay. I tell you, I love that guy. Right. Hey, Russ, give all of your plugs here. Go.
Backsfootballguru's on Twitter. Profootballguru.com is not only on profootballguru.com, but you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Sportsblog. You can find us on Tumblr. You can find me on Bleacher Report. End Zone Score, Sports Blog. If there's somewhere to write football, I get the opportunity to do it. Very lucky to talk about it with people like you. And it's going to be an amazing Sunday.
I do too. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you next week, hopefully, Russ. Talk to you soon, buddy.
We can arrange that.
All right, buddy. We'll be back in a minute with more Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So we're back on Second Opinion. I'm here with Chris D'Angelo, who is my host this weekend. Well, I'm up here at Hartball, New York Training Center. 102 Fairview Park Drive in Elmsford, New York. We just did two segments with Bill Sullivan. He's great. He's one of the owners of Hardball. It's his vision to do this. And it's a phenomenal place. And there's just nothing but kids and instructors and dads cruising through here. This is like me being home. I get invited to these facilities all the time when I'm back in the D.C. area because people want me to come see pitchers. Or people want me to come see a kid hit because I coach a Cal Ripken collegiate baseball team, the Vienna River Dogs, in the Cal League. It's one of the top four or five summer leagues for college kids in the country. And, you know, it's hard to say no. So I end up, you know, going to all these places. There's a great guy down there that owns a club, a place called Pitcher's Edge. His name's Craig Pippen. He played Major League Baseball. He was a pitcher. His son, Quinn, is playing baseball in Australia right now. He's probably going to end up in one of the training camps in the spring, rookie training camps, because he just finished at the University of Tampa, who lost in the championship this year in Division II. And Tampa really might as well be a Division I program because they had 8 kids drafted last year. 8. So, you know, there's Division I teams don't have any kids drafted. But you're listening to Bruce Hall. I want to get started a little bit on pro football because if we don't, I was saying this to Russell Baxter, who I have on my show, as everybody knows, a lot. Russ Baxter, you go to profootballguru.com or go to his Twitter account. Just search for Russell Baxter. Russ is the best.
Now, awesome. I have to say.
And now, listen, if... do we have time for any callers? Probably not. What was it? 10:45 or what time is it? 10:45?
No, right now I've got 11:06.
Oh, so we're in the second 11, half.
Yeah, I know it's tough.
When you do so, what you know, 2 hours turns into a half an hour for the most part.
Yeah.
It really does. What we're going to do is talk about football. You have to keep this up. You do, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I'm going to go to NFL. Hey, everybody out there, let's go to NFL.com. Anybody got a problem with that? Good. Look what I just did. I just screwed up my screen again. Anyway, let's do this. Let's talk about the Giants game. You know, since we're in New York and the Giants are so bad this year, And in my opinion, it's not Tom Coughlin's fault. Tom Coughlin can coach, period, flat out. He's proved that in Jacksonville. He's proved that in New York. He's got two Super Bowl rings to prove it. Tom Coughlin isn't the problem. Jerry Reese, hey, buddy, general manager of the Giants, I know you got 20 injuries. I know you got all, you know, you got all these guys that you thought were going to help you through this. And you figured you didn't have to have such a great roster this year to be competitive. Guess what? You did. You got a new offensive coordinator. He's doing a good job because Eli seems to be figuring out the offense. You got a couple of really bright spots in Odell Beckham Jr. You got a tight end that you thought was great, but he's not. He's just a good tight end, an average tight end. But you look at all this stuff, and what are you going to do? I mean, you got to end up with better. You got to end up with a better roster next year. Now, Jerry, if there's no way for you to end up with a better roster, maybe it's time for you to step down. I mean, maybe it's time for the Giants to take another move. Hey, John Mara, I know you wanted to be commissioner and be making $44 million a year on the side like Goodell, and you probably should have done that because Goodell is making a complete ass of himself. And I'm not just saying that. That's true.
No, he is.
He's an idiot. I mean, he has no – basically, has anybody ever admitted that they lied about not looking at the tape? Of course he looked at the tape. The judge knew he looked at the tape. He knew that somebody looked at the tape, told him exactly what was on it. And she did everything she could in finding in Ray Rice's behalf to basically say that Goodell lied.
Right.
And she said all the right words, which is lawyer talk for – he's a freaking liar. He's a liar. But let's talk about – let's go down the games. The Titans are at home against the Giants. It's a pick game. Who would have thought – that a Titan team that may be actually the worst team in the league. I mean, they're ranked 30 in my poll, but they could be 31, 32. I like Jacksonville. I think they're going the right direction. I don't know about Tennessee. I do like Tennessee's head coach. I mean, he's a former Redskin. He's a tight end. He went to a Super Bowl with Pittsburgh as an offensive coordinator. He went to a Super Bowl with Arizona as a head coach. Got beat. He's a good coach. They'll probably keep him another year. Nashville doesn't seem to be looking for anybody right now. But I think if the Giants can't beat the Titans, that something needs to happen. That basically says you might be 31 or 32.
I mean, at this point, as a Giants fan, I hope they are 31 or 32, because now I want the top three or four draft picks. Because when you blow a 21-0 lead to the Jaguars, you're done. Like, you clearly can't win a football game anymore, or at the very least have no business beating anyone. So why not just go 3-13, get number three pick, and I can live with that.
Well, if they win this game today, they're liable to win five games this year. If they win five games, they're going to be down on the totem pole in this league because there are some lousy teams. Russ Baxter pointed out that we may have 12 teams out of 16 in the AFC that have winning records, but they also have the Jets, the Titans, the Jaguars.
And the Raiders.
You know, I'm picking the Raiders today. Just for all you guys out there, they're +9, +9.5, +10, wherever you are in Vegas. Take them. I mean, let me tell you, this team had the ball 37 minutes last week and lost 52-0. If they had to turn it over five times, that might have been a 35-21 game. That might have been a 35-21 game.
You also got to think that they probably all week this week, after getting shut out 52-0, they probably didn't even play defense. So they were probably focusing on their offense only, so they could at least not be embarrassed.
I would say in the second half of that game, they probably knew they were going to lose. Yeah. I think that what it was they worked on maybe the next game. Listen, when you're in Oakland and you have San Francisco on the other side of the bay, oh, you want to beat them in the worst way.
Oh, yeah.
This game is going to come down to a field goal, in my opinion. If I'm wrong, then I missed this one. But I'm taking the Raiders.
The 49ers have been nothing.
They're horrible right now.
I mean, Eli threw five interceptions against them a couple of weeks ago, and they still only won by 6 points.
Did you see Kaepernick's interviews? What a chippy little. You know what?
He's regressing.
Well, he's getting worse. Because, and you know what? Harbaugh hasn't said it, but he's checked out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Harbaugh's checked out. I mean, Jimmy will never quit. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And he's coaching 100% right there because they have to fire Jimmy, see? He's not going to quit. They're either going to trade him, which they may do, to get like a number one draft choice, or they're going to fire him if they fire him. Now, he has to agree to a trade, I think.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't agree to a trade, he has to agree not to take any more money.
Well, if he's not checked out, then, I mean, it's possible that he is, but when your owner, the guy who pays you, tells you that if you win the Super Bowl, you do the main goal that you're paid to do, and you're still not going to be the coach next year, then why would you not check out? Like, why would you care anymore about that team? You know, I mean, you have to care because obviously if your guys, they play for you as, you know, as hard as they can every week in and week out. But when your owner tells you that you're not going to be coaching the team next year, even if you accomplish your main goal, I mean, what are you supposed to think at that point?
Well, didn't you see Jed York, what he said?
No, yeah. Well,
he said he apologized to all the fans in a tweet.
That's better than
Jimmy doesn't even go on Twitter. That's not even fair. Well, he apologized later. He apologized for apologizing. Let me tell you something. I'll take Jim Harbaugh tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll take him. And you know what? I might even let him bring in his own general manager. You know why? Why shouldn't I? If I want to go out and get a head coach, I may let him bring a GM if I'm not really crazy about my GM. I think York's a jerk,
yeah.
Personally. And listen, ever since Eddie DeBartolo and Carmen had to leave the league, basically.
Right.
That team hadn't been the same administration-wise. It hasn't even been close. Have they been back to the Super Bowl? No. Are they going to go back? Nope. Not if Jimmy Harbaugh leaves. Who are they going to bring in for Jimmy Harbaugh? I mean, there's
Rex
got...
Ryan.
Huh?
Rex Ryan, maybe?
That would be a big mistake. Then yeah. They could look at 3-13. Right there. That would be horrible. Let's go to the next game. We got the Vikings hosting the Jets. Now, these are two teams going in exact opposite directions. I'm a big Mike Zimmer fan. Huge. I love the guy. He's older than me, and he's a rookie head coach in the NFL. That's why I tell Boach all the time, hey, Boach, you know, I can coach third base. I can be your bench manager,
yeah.
Your bench coach. I mean, come on, man. But actually... I'm just playing there. But actually, I'm not playing there. I'm actually serious.
We'd love to be the third base.
But my point is there's a lot of guys in their 60s that have enough energy to get stuff done still. You know, you just got to give them stuff. You got to have guys like you that help them with their computer from time to time. Because we didn't grow up in a time of computers. We grew up in a time of legal pads and pens, okay? If I had plenty of pens and plenty of legal pads, my thoughts got put on paper.
Right.
And then I looked on the paper to remember all the stuff I did. Now I use my laptop. My computer. But look, I still don't have the thing that goes at the bottom to tell me how to get to my emails. It's just because I don't know what I'm doing. Yes, Carol, you're right.
Usually hitting buttons. Just start hitting buttons
and I'm a good. Listen, I don't like this game because 6 points is a lot of points. But the Vikings are getting better. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be okay. He's not going to be a great quarterback, but you know what he is? He's going to be a drop-back quarterback. But here's the thing that scares me about Bridgewater. You remember how he came out of college and everybody had him number one? He doesn't have a very good arm. They're finding out his arm is average at best. That ain't that good. But I do like him better than Ponder and all the other guys they could put in there. I like the Vikings in this game, but I don't like them winning by six. I'm going to pass on this game. Plus, you know, they're playing outdoors. It's 20 degrees up there, from what I understand.
How's their run defense this year?
It's Vikings?
Yeah.
It's a lot better.
All right, then the Jets might not score a point in this
game. Can I tell you what? Well, they don't have Chris Johnson today. Oh, no, they do have Chris Johnson. But it's not on national TV, so he don't care.
I think they need to be.
Hey,
I think
he doesn't care. But look, he went to East Carolina. I went to East Carolina. I've watched his entire career.
Yeah,
he's got some yardage. You know what? He looked great the other night. How come he doesn't look like that every week? Because he's not on national television every week. That's exactly why. The next game's the Dolphins and the Ravens, one of the best games all day. The winner of this game probably makes the playoffs. The loser probably not, in my opinion. The Ravens blew a 21-0 lead last week and lose at home. Now they've got the Miami Dolphins, who we just talked about, the offensive coordinator, Bill Lazor, Is it Lazor? Yeah. He is actually mimicking the Philadelphia offense to a certain extent for Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill's a good quarterback. He was a wide receiver in college. He only played 1 year or 2 years of college football as a quarterback. And I like Miami in this game a little bit, but the Ravens have to win, so I'm leaving the game alone. This is actually, you could flip a coin on this game because it's going to come down to the last 5 minutes of the game, in my opinion. The Bengals are at the Steelers. You know, the Steelers made me have a very average weekend last weekend as opposed to a very good weekend because I loved the Steelers last week. Ben got hurt. His right hand's kind of messed up. He couldn't keep the ball down. He threw a couple of picks. They got beat. I don't see anything getting any better at home, you know, but this game's too close to call. The Bengals are in control now. They lead the division. They have that tie on their records. They're 1.5 games up. I'm going to leave it alone. If you had to take a game here, you got to take the Bengals -3 at home. I mean, if you're in a pool, take the Bengals. If you're playing in Vegas, okay. Well, I'm not going to. Just tell me how long we got. How long we got?
If you go to break now, if you want to get to the rest of the games after the break.
Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that because I may even ask whoever calls in who they'd like to. Now, we'll be this is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Where can you find the scorecard?
I don't know where.
Sunday afternoons from 12 to 2 on AM 1230 WFAS.
Building a new home, kitchen renovation, or just want to replace those old kitchen appliances? Liebert's Royal Green Appliance Center on East Post Road in White Plains and GE can help. Liebert's Royal Green offers the complete line of GE appliances always at the best possible prices. Choose from GE Profile, GE Cafe, or GE Monogram brand appliances to complement any taste and budget. With Monogram sweet rewards rebates of over $3,600. That's right, over $3,600. Let Liebert's Royal Green and GE make your kitchen the most functional and beautiful room in your home. Explore the possibilities at Liebert's Royal Green Appliance Center and enjoy the full GE appliance experience in their newly renovated state-of-the-art showroom. As you discover the quality and versatility of GE Profile, Cafe, Monogram appliances, let the most exceptional sales staff in the tri-state area answer all your questions. Liebert's Royal Green and GE. When you want more than just a good price, Liebert's Royal Green Appliance Center, 228 East Post Road, White Plains, New York, or visit them at Lieberts.com. That's Lieberts.com.
This holiday season, the Stamford Marriott Hotel and Spa invites you to join them to celebrate the holidays in style. Come in and dine at Sam's American Bistro, serving regional American favorites with a twist and delectable entrees in a casual, relaxed atmosphere. Come in with a larger group in the Northern Lights Bar and Lounge, known for creative cocktails and its stylish wine bar. Make this holiday season one to remember at the Stamford Marriott Hotel and Spa. Boasting over 25,000 square feet of meeting space, treat your friends, family, or coworkers and book a holiday gathering. Treat them or just you at the Agora Spa. Named one of Spa Awards' top 100 spas in America, an oasis in the heart of Stamford. The specialized staff hails from the best spas in the industry, offers the latest treatments, and ensures each one of its visitors a perfect getaway. From holiday lunches and dinners to 25,000 square feet of meeting and holiday party space, the Stamford Marriott Hotel and Spa will make your holiday season perfect. Learn more at Marriott.com.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
AM 1230 WFAS.
WFAS 1230.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Because if I tell him 15 seconds, Joe, you got to move, he might take 20 seconds to set it up. Joe, I love you, buddy. You're doing a great job, by the way. That's our guy back at the station. This is Bruce Hall. I'm here with Chris D'Angelo, my favorite guy on the weekend. I listen to the scoreboard all the time. Scorecard. Is it scorecard? Scoreboard?
Yeah, whichever.
Scorecard. Hey, Chris, you know, let me tell you what Chris does do. He's covering the He's covering the Knicks here in Westchester County.
Yeah.
And he's doing a hell of a job. Are you doing color and play-by-play, or which one do you do?
No. I do pre-half post.
That's
so here, Bruce, listen to this. The guy, Jordan Griffin, I used to do the scorecard with him every week.
Right.
He now does color for the Westchester Knicks. And it started off as being on the NBA YouTube channel.
Right.
Jim Dolan liked the broadcast on the YouTube channel so much that they decided to put the remaining games on MSG.
So are you doing MSG's follow-up?
I'm sure not doing MSG's follow-up, but Jordan Griffith and David Resnick, who we know well on the station, are on MSG.
Well, I'll talk to Dolan. Anyway, he's a good guy, by the way.
Yeah, he's a great guy. On TV. That's great. They haven't said no, but I don't...
Here's what you got to do. If you ever want something in your life, you got to ask for it. I tell my son that. He lets it go in one ear and out the other.
Right.
Hey, go ahead and run down the games that we haven't talked about. You want to do that?
Sure. I got to get to that website too, still. But
I tell you one we can talk about. Let's talk about the Washington Redskins. By the way, the Washington Redskins, whatever you want to call them, because are probably going to end up having to change their name, even though Snyder said he'd do it over his dead body. That could probably be arranged. But the thing of it is that as long as Daniel Snyder owns the Redskins, they're going to be probably the worst organization in the NFL. They're an embarrassment to the NFL already. They've been punished by the NFL on several occasions for different stuff, like circumventing the salary cap that one year and they haven't even recovered from that. They lost $18 million for 2 years on their cap. You don't think $18 million you can use even if the cap's over $100 million?
No.
You can use it for special teams players, to which they were in the last in the league the last 2 years. They're going nowhere. They get Jay Gruden signed. He's supposed to be there for Robert Griffin III. Robert Griffin III, meanwhile, has his own problems. Not only is he's so injured that he's never really rehabbed properly, he is just got this kind of a cancerous attitude in the locker room, in my opinion. He's not Jay Gruden's guy.
Right.
Jay Gruden would prefer Colt McCoy to start games, so Colt McCoy's going to start games. Well, guess what? If you have a head coach who, is responsible for the record of the team, don't you think you ought to be able to use the quarterback he wants in there?
You would think.
Well, they're saying he's not going to be able to. There's a couple of Bruce Allen, who's a non-general manager, and is probably one of the – when he was in Tampa Bay, he just wore a suit. That's it. That's all he did. Tony Dungy, all the moves. John Gruden, all the moves. All of them.
Yeah.
Tampa won Super Bowl. They've won a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl, I want to say, in 1991. It was in San Diego. And I can't remember who they beat. They beat the Oakland. The Raiders. They beat the Raiders.
Yeah, 2002.
Tampa Bay. It was a great. I was there with a certain head coach of the San Francisco Giants, although he was the head coach then of the San Diego Padres, Bruce Bochy. We watched the game together in a nice suite. And boy, they beat them up. Now, you got to remember, Gruden was in Oakland before that. So that was Gruden's team playing Gruden's his previous team playing Gruden's other team. You got me some scores. Go ahead.
So where did we leave off? We left off at Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. So you got Indianapolis at Cleveland +3.5.
All right. I drafted Andrew Luck, people.
Same.
In the second round of my fantasy draft this year, and I'm in the playoffs. And, that reminds me. I got to make sure I got everybody. I got to see if Julius Thomas is starting for Denver. He's my tight end. I think I got him third or fourth. Let me tell you, I don't see this game. Who did I say we were going to talk about?
Indianapolis and
Indianapolis. Andrew Luck,
Johnny Manziel.
See, I said, look, call me Tangent Tom. Andrew Luck, in my opinion, right now is performing at a level higher than every other quarterback in the league because of a couple of reasons. A, he's not Brady, okay, yet. He's not Peyton yet. Nobody's Peyton. Peyton's Peyton. But if you gave me first choice on a playground, I ain't taking Peyton Manning. I'm taking this big 6'5", 240-pound guy that runs off 4.5 40. Hello?
Yeah.
That can throw the ball 70, 80 yards in the air wherever he wants it to. Andrew Luck will be a Hall of Famer if he doesn't get injured. I have people on Twitter tell me I'm crazy to say that.
How?
I'm not.
Because
people on Twitter are idiots, half of them. But the thing of it is that this guy's done a great job, but he's doing it with virtually nothing. He's got great. He does have good receivers. And plus, his college roommate is Flaner, Kobe Flaner, is starting to like set because Dwayne Allen's been out for like 3 weeks, four weeks. He's back. By the way, Allen's back today. At least he's supposed to be. Kobe Flaner looked like an All-Pro last week. Two touchdowns, what, 180 yards? Why? Because that's his roomie from Stanford throwing him the ball. Let me tell you, I love Indy today, but I don't like the game. And the reason I don't like the game is Cleveland. This is do or die for them. This is Brian Hoyer at home. You know, he grew up like 20 minutes from there. Oh, but they love Hoyer. Manziel, hey, you know what? You can have Manziel. Keep him. You know, I don't know that Johnny Manziel's ever going to be a starter anyway. He may start in Washington next year. That would be a great trade.
Oh.
No, we could send Robert Griffin in a third-round pick there and get Manziel probably. I would do that in a heartbeat. Hey, I'd get rid of Robert Griffin the day the season is over.
Hey, Geno Smith. You want Geno Smith?
No, you know what? I'd rather have him than Robert Griffin, and I'll tell you why. Geno, he never had a chance, just like Mark Sanchez never had a chance. Mark Sanchez, look what Mark Sanchez is doing.
Mark Sanchez got a such a bad
one. Sure did. It's New York, for Christ's sake.
Geno, I think that ever since, what, it was a week three or four, when he missed the practice because he was at a movie and he said he didn't know what time it was. He already was on Jet fans, like, short hairs at that point. For me, at least, I'm a Giants fan, but for me, after I heard that, I was like, I don't want this guy to play football.
They need to get rid of John Idzik, is what they need to do. John Idzik, you know, on my worst day of my life, not knowing everybody on the draft list, in one day I could blow him away as the general manager. All I'd have to do is give me the information and I'll go look at the kids and I'll pick the best kids.
I think there's a scenario where the Jets fire, I think it's an unlikely scenario, but where the Jets fire John Idzik.
Did you imagine physics listening to the show? Who is Bruce Hall? Who is this punk?
Well, did you see the billboard? The Jets fans?
Hey, it's Mr. Hall to you, young punk.
But,
No, there's a
billboard that says "Fire John Idzik."
I didn't see. Where
less
is
than
it?
A mile away from MetLife Stadium.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's.
I gotta go take a picture of that.
The fans paid for it, but I could see Idzik getting fired and Rex Ryan.
Did you just say the fans paid for it?
Yeah.
How many fans?
You see that news story?
You know, it's really not that expensive to rent a billboard. It probably
it was like
is
grand.
In New York.
$10,000.
God, in New Jersey and exit 13 or 14 or whatever the hell it is. That's got to be expensive.
And you can see it from inside the
stadium. Did they have a plane, a trail, the thing?
They yes, carried? They did. They actually.
Did they really?
The news story.
I think I remember that now.
It looks like it's crappy.
You know, this is great. Yeah, it's what I need to be looking at on this.
I saw that before.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. No, so anyway, let's do the next show. Sure. So hopefully Boach is calling at 11:30. He may not call. I tell you what, I can get him to call on your show because he'll be up.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I know I have a few. I don't even know. Bruce, I don't even
good,
know what I'm talking about.
He's a great guy. You can always go back. Go to Bruce Hall. Tickets. What is it? BruceHallSports.com. And you can pull up all of the old really good shows. I got to put a disc together anyway for syndication purposes. I need to make sure I've got the right guys. You know those discs that you do can't be longer than 4 minutes? If they're longer than 4 minutes, nobody wants to hear them.
I know.
So you really got to pick your best stuff, you know, about that. Can you pull up the NFL for me?
Sure, yeah.
But you know, you would think that, you know, I would have all these games here. Let's think about this. We were talking about Cleveland Indy. Pass on the game. It's going to be a 3 or 4 point game. But I think Andrew Luck definitely. Now, I got to tell you, Cleveland's defensive backs, one side they shut down. Their defensive back, their corner on one side is a lot like the cat in New England. Darrell Revis, he's a shutdown corner. So, you know, that I may not get 350, 400 yards without a pick against Cleveland.
Yeah.
They're going to have to run the ball. They got this kid, is it Mac Heron? Heron is a good kid. Don't even think about putting Trent Richardson in there.
Trent Richardson, every game,
he's
four carries. He's got like 12 carries for like 25 yards.
Well, have you watched him this year?
Yeah.
He looks like... He just doesn't look like he has any balance.
And he also looks like he just puts his head down a little bit too early. Like he's bracing for a hit before he's even through anything.
Well, when he was at Alabama, did you see those guys last? Did you watch the Alabama game? Did you see some of the, they have a kid that's like really their second or third running back. He's 6'1", 241, and he scored like a late touchdown. Nobody even wanted to get in front of this kid.
His name's probably Bush.
No. I forget what his name is, but he's number 29. What a great ball player that kid was. Go ahead. Next game.
Next game, Carolina at New Orleans.
You know what? New Orleans is going to win this game. New Orleans is going the right direction. Ron Rivera's losing his job. Next, take New Orleans and put them in a three-team teaser, even with a couple of other teams, and you'll be happy. You'll have Christmas money. Go ahead.
6-6 Houston against Jacksonville, 4.5.
You know, I love Jacksonville because I know some of the coaching staff there, and I know they're going the right direction. Last week, Blake Bortles actually, I don't think he threw an interception for the first time in a long time, and they won the game.
Look who was secondary, but he was playing against.
Yeah, exactly. Who was it?
Well, the Giants. I mean, not just Cromartie out. Pretty much everyone important now. Prince of Mukamara out for the Giants.
You know, that's why you can't take the Giants today.
That is, I would not touch the Giants.
Yeah, all right. Let's pass on that game because it's just too ugly of a game. Next game.
Tampa Bay at Detroit. Detroit's 9-9.
Detroit's one of the bright spots of the league this year. You know, new coach doing a great job up there. Last week, Matthew Stafford actually threw for about 300 yards. First time in a long time. They're running the football. They're playing defense. And guess who's back? Megatron's back. Calvin Johnson's back. And plus Golden Tate. What a steal that was. Signing him as a free agent? Are you kidding me? Yeah. That's one of the reasons Seattle doesn't have a passing offense. You know, sure, Percy Harvin's gone. You know, Percy Harvin was like he was a stench in the locker room. He was causing problems. You know, I mean, what do you think about this game?
Tampa Bay's terrible, but you can't. I feel like you can't trust. 9.5 is a lot for Detroit, I think. I mean, I know.
I'm taking Detroit minus the 9.5. What's the total? 43, 44?
I got to get to your other website.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I want to say the total on this game is probably low 40s. Take the over today. And I'm going to tell you why. Tampa Bay has got Josh McCown, a quarterback, and they've got kid Texas A&M, who is a phenomenal receiver. Yep. And is probably the hottest receiver out there right now in fantasy league. Josh Evans.
Yeah, Mike.
Take the over in this game. It's indoors. The weather isn't going to bother it. I see this game being Detroit 31, Tampa 21. That's what I see happening here.
Next game We did Jets to Baltimore. Buffalo at Denver 10.5.
You know, Buffalo has one of the top front sevens in the league. They got more. They're leading the league in sacks. Peyton Manning, if you don't protect him, he don't run around that great back there anymore. I don't like the 10 points here.
I don't even
like the over here. You got Kyle Orton, Kyle used to be the quarterback in Denver. You know, if you're going to take either side here, take Buffalo for sure with all those points. I think this game is the kind of game that Buffalo might even upset Denver. Denver, if you remember, about a month ago or 3 weeks ago, had lost 2 out of 3 games.
Can you think about this?
Everybody's hurt.
Can you see Buffalo at 8-5? I know we're not picking up the win here. Buffalo.
Anything can happen in the East. A lot of people are saying if Miami wins today, they're in. If Buffalo wins, they're in. You know, and they all might be right. New England's going to be in. We know that. We think that the other, one of the teams is definitely going to come out of the East. It's either going to be Miami or Buffalo. I think it's going to be Miami, personally.
Bruce, we're running a little.
Keep going.
Let's just keep going. Kansas City at Arizona. 1.5.
Well, this should be Arizona, but it's not. They're all hurt. You know, even a honey badger's hurt. I mean, you know, I got to watch that game. I cannot play it. Even though the value is Arizona, they're at home in front of a packed house. I'm going to pass.
Arizona's running back's out for that game.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and he's only averaging 3.3 yards a carry. They can't run football. That's your problem. They got a banged up, lousy offensive line. Go ahead.
Russ, talk about this one. Seattle at Philadelphia, 1.5.
You know what? This is a good one to watch. But I'm going to take Philly only because I believe in Kelly. I think Kelly wins this game, and I think he wins this game because they have to win this game. They absolutely have to win this game. They have to win at home. I'm taking them minus points of regular play. I love, don't get me wrong, I love Russell Wilson, but I like Kelly more.
San Francisco at Oakland.
Take Oakland. This is my giveaway. 9-10 points. It'll probably be 11 here in about an hour. Take the Raiders. Hey, this is like Auburn, Alabama. If Auburn, Alabama was 2-10, and the other team was playing for the national championship. That's what it's all about here.
New England at San Diego. 3.5.
I'm taking the Patriots. No way that Belichick. Listen, you know I'm a conspiracy theorist. We already talked about one of the conspiracies that I have a theory about last night. My other conspiracy theory is I think that Bill Belichick. We know he cheats because they cheated to get 3 Super Bowl trips. At least a major part of that was cheating. It was. I mean, all you have to do is read about it. Nobody wants to talk about it, but all you got to do is read about it. Nobody gets sued for saying it. So that tells you something. I think when I saw him playing Green Bay, I knew watching him, he didn't care if they lost or won that game. And if you remember, they threw the ball a lot. How is New England going to win a Super Bowl this year? Not throwing. They're going to do it running the football. They got 3 or 4 running backs right now. With their offensive line, they can get them 4 or 5 yards a carry. They're going to bang it hard against San Diego. They're going to beat them by 10. I think the Raiders, I mean, they won't lose 4 in a row. So they're going to, 2 in a row. They won't lose 2 in a row. They're going to win today.
Atlanta, last game, Atlanta at Green Bay, 11.5.
Jeez. You know, I'm taking Green Bay. I'm giving the points. They've scored like 200 points and given up 40 in the last 6 games at home. That's all you got to know. Atlanta is in the bottom quarter of the league. They're in the NFC South. Yeah, they might be tied for first place. They're 5-7. Hey, there's 6 teams 5-7 in the NFC, and only one of them. I'm sorry. They're 5-7, and besides Atlanta and New Orleans, only one of them makes it to the. Only one of them is going to make it to the playoffs. There's 6. I'm sorry, I blew that. In the AFC, there's 6 teams that are 7-5, and only one of them makes it to the playoffs. Yeah.
There's going
to
be 10-6.
In the NFC, there's 5 that are 5-7. All right, and that's Monday night, right?
Yeah, that's Monday night football.
That's going to be a big game.
It's just Atlanta, Matt, with Matt Ryan, Julio Jones. Like you never know.
They can always put points up, but let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to have to run the football to have any chance.
He had a big game.
You know who the defensive coordinator for Green Bay is, right? Dom Capers.
Yeah.
Best defensive coordinator in football. It's not even close. Rex Ryan's like 15th. Rex Ryan is okay.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan is a DC, but he doesn't even want to be a DC anymore. He wants to be on TV. He wants to massage his wife's toes on TV, I guess. Yeah.
Stupid.
He'll be fine doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
He's not that old. I want to say Rex is pushing 50, probably. Rob's the one I'm worried about. He's the twin that I worry about. I mean, Rob's like, have you ever known sets of twins that one was a pretty cool guy and one of them was like you worried about whether he'd make it through another month? Rob's the guy to me.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, doesn't he look like and act like a deal?
Oh, yeah. He looks. Did you see him and Peyton fighting last week?
Well, I mean, good luck, Sean.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make him so mad that he actually picks something up and starts hitting you with it.
Bruce, I'm telling you, I said it a few weeks ago. I see the scenario with the Jets where Idzik gets fired and Rex Ryan stays. And Woody Johnson keeps Rex Ryan. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's actually an option. I haven't heard anyone else talking about it.
You know, Woody's a lot like Dan Snyder. He doesn't know a damn thing about the game. He doesn't. He'll never learn anything about the game because he's just not capable of learning. Look at it. How long has he owned the Jets? How long has he owned the Jets? Like 15 years?
Yeah. But Rex could talk himself into anything. So from combining what you're saying about Woody Johnson to what Rex is capable of doing with his mouth, he might be able to talk himself into.
Well, you know who may end up in New York if Rex does stay? His brother.
That's
Now that I could see.
Yeah.
And you know what I would do? Let Rex bring in his own personnel guy. If you're going to keep Rex Ryan in New York with a 3-13 record, why not just let him do everything?
Whatever he wants.
Yeah. You might as well, Woody, because you're not going to be going to a playoff game anytime soon.
Right. I mean, I do think he's going to get fired. I think he's going to get fired. I'm just saying I think that there is a scenario where he might be able to stay. All right. Well, those are the games. We're going to combine our next 2 commercial breaks, so we'll go.
That's fine. We'll just let me know when you want me to run my mouth. NFL football. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We are at Hardball New York Training Center, 102 Fairview Park Drive in Elmsford, New York, having a blast watching these kids play ball indoors when it's about 30, 35 outdoors. I love it. Be back in a minute.
Recently, some people have had questions about the plants that generate our electricity here in New York. You have a right to know the facts about one of the most important providers of power to our area. Did you know that Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester, with virtually no emissions and at lower cost? Indian Point's operations are constantly reviewed to ensure safety by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It's among the most thoroughly reviewed nuclear energy facilities in the country. And that there are multiple federal inspectors on site. And the law guarantees them access to any document, any employee, and any portion of the facility. That's accountability, every day, all the time. I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
Keeping you comfortable, generation after generation. Yost and Campbell, keeping you comfortable. Yost and Campbell.
Hi, Tom Monahan, president of Yost and Campbell. When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Security systems, heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, gone. It's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator from Yost and Campbell protects your home against power outages every second of every day. It's ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator from Yost and Campbell. Call Yost and Campbell at 1-800-640-YOST.
Keeping you comfortable, generation after generation. Yost and Campbell, keeping you comfortable. Yost and Campbell.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
AM 1230 WFAS.
Every day, New Yorkers depend upon the clean and reliable electricity provided by Indian Point. On an average day, Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester at lower cost than other power plants and helps our efforts to improve air quality. You have a right to know the facts about Indian Point, because when talk turns to extending the licenses of these plants, we all need to remember how important Indian Point is to New York. For instance, did you know that without Indian Point's lower cost power, our electric rates would be much higher? And that an equivalent gas-fired power plant would pour millions of tons of pollutants a year into the air we breathe? And that the independent experts in charge of New York's electric grid have said that the city could face rolling blackouts without Indian Point? I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
A four-time Best of Westchester Award winner, OG Adam and Eve is the largest innovative salon and spa in Westchester. OG Adam and Eve Salon and Spa is also home to Carrie Angels, Total Laser Spa and Skincare Center. And Carrie Angels has one of the best reputations in permanent makeup and her quality hands-on spa treatments. Let OG Adam and Eve help you benefit from their 30 years of experience. We know you have heard of us, but there is a lot about OG Adam and Eve that you might not know. Did you know that OG Adam and Eve Salon and Spa has the most experienced color and hairstylist team, certified in corrective color, balayage, and sombre? Did you know that OG Adam and Eve has a leading-edge hair replacement studio using the most advanced techniques like low-light laser hair therapy and many other non-surgical hair loss solutions? This is why when Westchester families want a quality spa or hair care experience, they always choose OG Adam and Eve Salon and Spa in Scarsdale.
For over 35 years, Bruce Hall has been handicapping football. Each week, he takes on every sport known to man and breaks down who's hot and who's not on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, airing right here on AM 1230 WFAS, Sundays from 10 to noon, and then again at 4. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion is sponsored by the National Association of Realtors and is your best source for information on the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Don't miss Bruce Hall, Sundays from 10 to 12 on AM 1230 WFAS and at WFASAM.com.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
I'm here with Chris D'Angelo, the host of Scorecard.
There you go.
The Scorecard, I think. Is it the Scorecard?
The Scorecard.
It's a Scorecard. It's a great name for a show.
Did you ever hear about the Lunch Card?
No.
We did a show on Friday.
I'd love to do
lunch
that.
Card. It was an extension of the Scorecard. And Marty Sheehan came up with the name of the show along with Jordan Griffin.
Yeah.
And I hated the name of the show so much that you ever watch South Park?
Oh, yeah.
There's an Imagination Land theme song.
Yeah.
And I made a Lunch Card theme song catered to the Imagination Land theme song. And it was great for five or six weeks. Show's not on the air anymore, though. But
that's fantastic.
It was wonderful. So we branded the Scorecard and then we extended it. And
unbelievable.
Now it's over.
I like the Scorecard. I like it when you guys call me while I'm driving down the road. Then it's nothing better than being on the phone. You know, but you can't have it in your ear. You got to be doing, what do you call that, Bluetooth? You got to be doing Bluetooth. And like if I'm on the road for 4 to 8 hours and I talk to one of my best friends, I travel 100 miles with the same conversation. You're listening to Bruce and Chris. I'm going to go here just in case we don't get to it later. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. And I am a member of the National Association of Realtors. We're sitting here having a blast with Bill Sullivan and all of his instructors at Hardball New York Training Center, 102 Fairview Park Drive in Elmsford, New York. Get down here if you got a kid that plays ball. Talk to him, talk to Vinny, talk to anybody. We got a here real quick. We've got, I left off with the Rams in Washington. We good? Okay. The Rams are going to beat Washington. They're probably going to beat Washington by 10 points or more. Washington has everybody hurt. Absolutely everybody. Okay. I've got a call in a second that I'm going to go to. Hey, Bruce, is this you? Where do I talk into? Yeah, hey, Bruce. Yeah, Bruce Bochy on the line, the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Bruce, you didn't have to get up and call me. I'm actually going to be in till 2 today. But I'm glad you did. Boy, there was a lot of college football on yesterday. I hope you got to see some of it. Listen, I appreciate you calling in. I'm in New York today. I'm in Elmsford, New York, at a place that you would feel quite comfortable. I'm a baseball trainer called Hardball. And there's a guy here that used to play for the Cubs organization for a few years. It's one of their pitching instructors here. But listen, let's talk a little baseball while I got you on the phone. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're on the phone with an little league buddy of mine, Bochy. Bruce, listen, I never did get a chance to congratulate you because the last time I had you on was right before, the week before game 7. And of course, I made it out there and got to see that game, thank God. That was a lot of fun. You guys win your third World Series in 5 years. It was a phenomenal job by the entire team. And Madison Bumgarner, of course, got did some things that nobody's ever going to do probably again in baseball, at least not for some time. You're trying to set up your, the great thing about this team is you do have quite a bit of youth on it. You found out Joe Panik, who we were trying to get Panik on up here. For some reason, I had a hard time. These guys all know his brother that worked here. Evidently, he's got a brother that's a pretty good ball player, too. You probably already know about that. But Joe Panik's probably 23, 24 years old. He was drafted first-round draft choice out of St. John's. He ended up doing a great job for you at second base. You got Brandon Crawford, who's got to be, 26, maybe? Probably the best fielding shortstop in the league. You lose Pablo Sandoval, and you know how I feel about that. I felt like he wasn't worth the kind of money that you were paying him anyway. And as it turned out, he wanted to go somewhere and kind of start over again. I know you're looking for a certain left-hander right now that two or three other teams are looking for. How's it looking for Lester? Are you going to get that guy or what?
Well, I don't know.
You've got the winter meetings coming up this week, and you don't have very far to go for them, do you? Now, is that a night game? That's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, 5:30, yeah, it starts here. So we'll get a lot of work done here today. Tonight, we'll get out there and get stuff, which could be a great thing.
The Chargers have a chance, Bruce, you think?
Well, I think you have to say that. Chance, that could mean they're good. Play here. You come up with plenty of statements. They look at the Patriots, there's a chance in the middle of the two in a row. But, you know, both teams have good records, and that's it.
You know, they're going to wear their powder blue jerseys today. I love those jerseys. I think you've even got one of those jerseys, don't you?
No, I did, and I don't wear it that now. I think one of my boys took it.
Yeah, that happens in my house a lot, too. I got a 25-year-old, and everything disappears in my house. We're on the phone with the manager of the world champion San Francisco Giants, Bruce Bochy. Talking a little baseball, talking a little football. Hey, Boach, let me ask you a question. Your bullpen, in my opinion, the reason you guys won the World Series is because your bullpen, even though Kansas City had a quote-unquote great bullpen, yours might not have been as celebrated as theirs and had as much spotlight on it. But you and I both know you guys always had a good pen. Ever since you got there, the emphasis has been with, Jimmy Barr and Dirk Tiedrow and all those guys has always been pitching. Tell everybody about your pen. I mean, do we have everybody re-signed pretty much? And I think you tendered everybody this past week, didn't you?
Pretty much did the person role. switch to Romo, but Romo was still a good significant in the team. But these guys, really, for the reason that I think we've had so much success over the last 4 or 5 years, but as far as the World Series, you know, what's amazing is I can see it on group work. I didn't think both as much.
Listen, I can't thank you enough for calling in. I know. Hell, we have a 3-hour time difference, so you got up early to call in, and I really appreciate that. I look forward to seeing you. I was going to try to get out to the meetings, but I don't think I got a 14-year-old lab that I basically take care of every day. You know how that is. It's, you know, I can't put him down. He's my best friend, and I just kind of hang out with him and carry him outside when he's got to take things. But you have a great time at those meetings. And listen, I don't care what you got to pay. Tell Sabes to write the check, or tell Larry Bear to write the check. Will you do that for me? That sounds great. Bruce Bochy, the manager of the world champion San Francisco Giants. Bochy, thanks for coming on, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
You got it. No, hey, listen, I really enjoyed it. Now, that was Bochy. We try to get him in here. He was on a hard phone. What it is with Bochy is that his voice is so low. If he's too close to the phone, sometimes he's hard to understand. But I got to tell you something. What a great guy he is. You know, we go back to the 60s. And, you know, he's been so nice to me, and he's taken care of me. And he knows how much I love the game of baseball. And nobody loves it more than Bruce Bochy. Nobody. Hey, listen, what a great show we've had. You're coming on here next on Score. I need to give you a plug. I need to plug you when I'm on the show. You know, we don't do that.
I know,
but you know what Matt does? Matt lets me know that the show's over 5 seconds before it's over. And I just go, drive safe, bye.
No, that's what I'm about to do. I'm cut off by the computer.
That sounds good. But hey, stay on the air and listen to the scorecard, because I'll be here another 2 hours with Chris being his guy hanging out.